How people are guided from their absent Imam. For example, Imam Zaman, ajalallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif, during his longer occultation. It is narrated in Kamaluddin that حدثنا محمد بن أحمد الشيباني رضي الله عنه قال حدثنا أحمد بن يحيى بن الزكريا القتان قال حدثنا بكر بن عبد الله بن حبيب قال حدثنا الفضل بن الصقر العبدي قال حدثنا أبو معاوية عن سليمان بن مهران الأعمش عن الصادق جعفر بن محمد عن أبيه محمد بن علي عن أبيه علي بن الحسين عليهم السلام قال نحن أئمة المسلمين وحجج الله على العالمين والسادة المؤمنين وقادة القر المهجلين وموالي المؤمنين. I heard it from Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, who from his father Muhammad ibn Ali, who from his father Ali ibn Hussein alayhim as-salam, who has said, we are the Imams of Muslims and are the proofs of Allah on the universe, and we are the chiefs of believers and are the guides of the people of paradise, having bright hands and faces. That's an Arabic expression meaning the pious ones, and we are the guardians of believers. ونحن أمان لأهل الأرض كما أن النجوم أمان لأهل السماء ونحن الذين بنا يمسك الله السماء أن تقع على الأرض إلا بإذنه. Because of us, people of the earth are protected from Allah's wrath due to their sins, as the stars are stabilizing the residence of the skies. For our sake, due to our presence, Allah holds back the skies from falling onto the earth. وَبِنَا يُمْسِكُ الْأَرْضَ أَن تَمِيدَ بِأَهْلِهَا وَبِنَا يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ وَتُنْشَرُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَتَخْرُجُ بَرَكَاتُ الْأَرْضِ وَلَوْلَا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنَّا لَسَاخَتْ بِأَهْلِهَا. And because of His greatness and our regard, Allah protects the earth from tripping over and taking into its depths its inhabitants. Allah sends down rain due to us and extends His bounties. The treasures of the earth are surfaced due to us. If the earth would not find an imam from us upon it, it would destabilize and get destroyed along with what is on it. ثم قال ولم تخل الأرض منذ خلق الله آدم من حجة لله فيها ظاهر مشهور أو غائب مستور ولا تخلو إلى أن تقوم الساعة من حجة لله فيها ولولا ذلك لم يعبد الله. And then said, Allah never lets the earth to be but with the divine Imam, since the time of its first inhabitant, Prophet Adam, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, either the authority of Allah the Imam is visible and well known to its inhabitants, or is in occultation and is made obscure from people's eyes. But in any case, the earth will not remain without an Imam until the doomsday. Without the presence of the Imam on the face of the earth, ibadah, worship, cannot be performed acceptably, as it will be worthless. قال سليمان فقلت للصادق عليه السلام فكيف ينتفع الناس بالحجة القائب المستور؟ قال كما ينتفعون بالشمس إذا سترح السحاب. سليمان says, I asked al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, how people are going to get benefit from an imam who is in occultation and obscure from the eyes of the people. Imam alayhi salam replied, similar to the people benefiting from the sun rays when it's covered by the clothes.